Sexy and Van City Radio may contain adult content. Listener discretion is advised. You are listening to Sexy and Van City Radio on 101.9 FM, CITR. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Sexy and Van City Radio. We're very, very glad to have you on 101.9 FM on CITR. Or maybe you could be one of our podcast listeners or streaming us. However you've decided to spend this hour with us, we're really, really glad to have you. There is an incredible movement in this world about standing up for people and the feeling that no matter what you wear, no one deserves to be raped. There was a really great piece that I read actually on Twitter, which I was quite excited about a really wonderful event called Slut Walk. So when I got a press release about it happening in Vancouver, because it originated in Toronto, I was very, very excited. So I'm very honored to have the organizer, Heather Jarvis, on, who is the co-founder of Slut Walk in Toronto, on the show tonight. Thank you and welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
And I'm absolutely excited because, yeah, it's 1 o'clock in the morning your time, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
So tell me a little bit about, I know I've read the articles and everything else, but if you could tell our listeners just in regards to how it all came about, because it came out through school, didn't it?
Yes. So in, in January, it feels so long ago. There was
a
police officer who was speaking on a university campus in Toronto, and it happened to be a university campus that has a pretty violent history of sexual assault. And this officer ended up in a safety forum in front of some students, ended up interrupting the other officer speaking, and said something along the lines of, "I've been told I shouldn't say this, but to avoid being victimized, women should not dress like sluts." Ensue outrage. So I heard about this when the university newspaper broke the story, as did my co-founder, Sonia J.F. Barnett, and we connected very quickly at just feeling outraged and that this was not just one bad apple, one bad idea, that this is these are damaging ideas we've come across far too often, and that there's constantly this fight against the idea that somehow people bring on sexual violence. They ask for it, they deserve it, they're bringing that attention to themselves, which is ludicrous. So very quickly we were joined by our three other organizers, Jeanette Jansen, Elisa Tika, and Erica Jane Schultz, and we decided to do something constructive and take to the streets, go to Toronto Police Headquarters, and say that they needed to do better, and we'd had enough. And before we knew it, it grew into hundreds and then thousands of people in Toronto joining us in fighting ideas of victim blaming and slut shaming, and saying that people needed to do better, and fighting these ideas that it doesn't matter how you look and it doesn't matter how many people you sleep with, or if you don't sleep with anybody at all, nobody brings on this attention. And now we've seen that slut walks are taking place in cities across Canada, across the U.S., in some cities in Australia, New Zealand, and parts of Europe. And it is just astounding.
Congratulations. I think in our pre-chat interview, you were saying that it's over 60 cities, which is, I gave hats off to you, Heather. This is fantastic.
It really is. I'm still constantly in a state of disbelief at what this has become, because it just really started at being so pissed off that we wanted to do something. I had no idea, you know, this is where I would be a couple months down the line.
Isn't it pretty cool? It's really neat when things stretch, sometimes bigger than what you imagine them to be.
Yeah, and the thing that really strikes me is for some reason that this, you know, what we decided to do, we decided to be pretty direct and call it Slut Walk, because another part of our you know, fight is saying that language is not static. And the word slut is a damaging, you know, insulting word aimed to just put somebody down and devalue them. But it doesn't have to stay that way. And myself and the other organizers have been in some communities for a few years now that have already been working to reclaim this word. This work is not new. It's been going on for decades. And part of Slut Walk is about that slut doesn't have to remain a damaging word. It can be reclaimed to be somebody who's in control of their sexuality and is confident and empowered by that. And it's not for everybody, but we offer the choice. So we're pretty direct about it. And somehow people have really felt related to this issue and this. approach because it really has picked up, and a lot of people who otherwise wouldn't have said anything are now standing up and joining this and speaking up and organizing. It's just amazing.
I think it's fantastic, and you're right, it has been starting to move forward towards that. A couple weeks before I had seen the tweet in regards to Slut Walk, there was a really great post that one of my friends had actually sent to me in regards to a commercial in the UK about a girl who was going shopping where she was actually looking for a outfit to be raped in, basically, where she was going shopping. Mm-hmm. And she picks up the little cute little blue skirt, and the clerk asks her, "Hey, what do you want to, you know, what are you looking for? Can I help you?" "Yes, I'm looking to be raped tonight." And then it cuts to nobody wants to be raped.
Yeah, it was. I saw that actually a couple weeks before we started Slut Walk, and I just loved it because I think in part it's put out in part by Scotland Yard, so also put out by their police service and system, which I think is amazing. And it's a shame that in so many cities, you know, Toronto included, we don't have, I'm not trying to say we hate the police, but this is a great opportunity for them to sort of come out and say, yes, there's always room to improve, and they didn't. And I think that there's still a lot of improvements that need to be made.
I think there's always improvement to be made, but I think taking these steps forward, literally stepping, marching, moving forward, I think you're doing a tremendous job.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. And I think Eve Ensler actually has a piece as well called The Little Short Skirt, speaking of skirts and what you wear, and just basically, and it's from her, I think it's from the Vagina Monologues, actually, where it's in regards to you can wear whatever, and you should be able to, and being proud and strong and being able to wear it. So what kind of stuff are people wearing on the walks?
A big part about Slut Walk that a lot of people actually get confused about is this is not about getting people out into the street to dress in the stereotype of what is depicted to be a slut. It was, from the beginning, Slut Walk is about saying, slut is not a uniform concept. What is a slut? What is classy to one person is slutty to another. You know, high heels and lipstick is not, no, but there's so many people that wouldn't agree that that's what makes a slut. Is showing your stomach what makes a slut? What about on the beach? What about in a certain context? So from the beginning, we said, this is about saying that sexual assault is not about what you wear, because it happens to people in all different kinds of clothing, in pajamas, in winter jackets, in burkas, in bathing suits, in your home, at different ages. So we asked people to come as they are. If you tend to dress a certain way and that's how you're comfortable, come that way, regardless of how it is. So when we had our Slut Walk on April 3rd in Toronto, it was still pretty cold, so more people were definitely wearing more clothes than less, but there was a wide variety of outfits. Some people really went with it, and some people wore jogging outfits because they said that's when they tend to be verbally harassed the most. Some people wore, there were some children who came and who their parents identified, they decided to dress themselves in ballerina outfits or a myriad of colors. There were people who came dressed in sheer tops with bras showing. There were people who wore fishnets. There were people who wore jeans and big winter coats and scarves. It was everything you could imagine.
That's incredible. I can't wait to see it, because I know in Vancouver, immediately I thought, okay, everybody's going to be wearing Lululemon. We're known for our very casual West Coast.
I'm so excited for Vancouver, for Slut Walk Vancouver, because I met one of the organizers in Ontario, I think last year in winter, and I have been connecting to her a little bit, and she's absolutely blowing my mind. And I think it's amazing, and it's gotten a lot of attention, and the numbers already seem to be just growing and growing. So I think it'll be a really, really great event.
I think so, too. It's going to be May 15th, and we're going to be having one of the organizers calling in at about 10:30, which will be great, so we'll be able to get some more details on my way here, because I was almost late to be on air tonight. My cab driver, I was telling him about the event, and he got really excited about the fact, as a man, he was able to come, which I thought was pretty cool, because you and I were talking about in the pre-show chat, I don't think sexual violence is just a woman's issue. It's a human issue.
Yeah, this is it's kind of a sensitive subject matter, because, you know, we really want to acknowledge that sexual violence assault and this kind of blaming and shaming language, you know what? Women, by far, are the majority of the people who experience it. And that needs to be acknowledged, I think. We need to acknowledge that this is a gendered experience for the most part, that this is entrenched in our systems of oppression and our patriarchal world and all of that language that some people use and some people don't. But you can acknowledge that and also continue to acknowledge that everyone experiences this and everybody is negatively impacted by this. There are men who are assaulted. Their numbers are a lot higher than we usually give credit to. And there are any gender expression in between, and a lot of trans people are assaulted. And even if people are not assaulted themselves, they go through horrible experiences when a loved one is assaulted, and their experience should also be recognized. So we welcome everybody to participate in SLUTWalk as sluts or allies, depending how people want to identify, that this might be a gendered experience for a lot of it, but it's not just a women's issue. Everybody needs to participate to fight these ideas.
And tell me a little bit about what the difference is between an ally and walking in terms of as a slut. Like, tell me what your definition is.
So as I was saying, a part of SLUTWalk is also saying that slut can be reappropriated and reclaimed, that it's historically carried a really negative connotation aimed at people who might be sexually promiscuous for work as sex workers or for pleasure in what they do in their life. And although it's usually women, everybody usually suffers under this label. And regardless, when it's dished out as an insult, it's always meant to harm people. So we're trying to say ignoring it can take its power away, but also reclaiming it can take its power away. And a slut can be somebody who is confident and happy and healthy in how they choose to express their sexuality, however that might be. And we support that, and it's definitely a method that's out there. Just as other language has been reclaimed, like through the Black is Beautiful campaigns years and years ago, and the word queer is a great example of a word that was once solely derogatory and now empowers thousands of people. Even myself, I identify as queer. So we offer a space where people can identify as a slut and turn it around. Even myself, there have been a few times where I've been confident and felt safe enough, where somebody might have thrown the insult slut at me, and when I can, if I've turned around and said something along the lines of, yeah, I'm okay with that, because I'm in control of this. So what do you want to say next? And it really silences the people who throw those insults. That's been my experience. But we also want to acknowledge that not everybody is comfortable with this word. And that's absolutely okay. Not everybody wants this word to even be reclaimed. And that's okay, too. And that's a big part of where we want to say, yes, part of what we're doing is reclaiming language. But if that's not your cup of tea, then that's okay, because there's a lot more at stake involved in SLUTWalk about the ideas we're trying to tackle and challenge. So that's why we also have Sluts and Allies, that people can come in as allies when they do not want to claim the word slut. So we welcome everybody however they feel comfortable. We really want to support individual choice and what people feel is good for them.
Have you found in terms of differences in regards to, say, ethnic groups, just different multicultural backgrounds? Because I know Toronto's pretty diverse in terms of the multicultural as well as we are here in Van. If there's been different reactions just based on ethnicities at all?
I think there has been, because people have very different experiences based on, you know, some of their identities or characteristics and how they live in the world and walk through the world. You know, we know that racialized communities have a different experience of sexual assault just because there's an added layer of, you know, oppression and marginalization in there. Aboriginal women are at three times the risk of being sexually assaulted. The numbers are three times as high as other women. So there definitely has been some different reactions. Some have been incredibly positive because, again, from the beginning of SLUTWalk, we've really aimed to say everybody is impacted by this. And we've been taking more and more measures to try to delve into those analyses a bit more to say, how are people affected differently? Well, how are sex workers affected differently than Aboriginal women? How are racialized communities affected differently than people with different abilities? So some have been very supportive because they've liked that from the word go, they've been acknowledged that this isn't just, you know, a white person party. So there's been that, and there has been some criticism, some that's been hard to hear sometimes, but some that's been really constructive about ways that we might acknowledge those experiences better. And beyond that, there have also been people who've contacted us from areas of the world, and the best way I can describe them might be, you know, higher risk areas of the world that are in, you know, very politically conflicted systems where there's, you know, a lot of conflict and a lot of legal difficulties, you know, overseas in the Middle East and in parts of Africa where there's a lot of conflict and a lot of internal struggle and war. And people have contacted us saying, we want a set walk. And it's been very, you know, it sometimes shakes me to think there's a lot of really, really difficult things going on in the world and we're doing a set walk. And sometimes I question it and then I get reaffirmed in, no, this is still really important because a lot of people want this and I want this. And sexual assault is always something that needs support and you need to fight against. But there are other parts of the world where people might not have the same support or access or resources to enact this kind of change and use this kind of voice. And I think that's really important to acknowledge.
What type of resources are you recommending? Are you suggesting that in other parts of the world that may not be safe for people to perhaps march and have their own slut walk, perhaps to connect with other organizations that are doing some of the work in the community to better the situation?
Yeah, I mean, I think it would be pretty naive of us to say to anybody in any part of the world, sure, go have a slut walk, here's what you do, march through the street, because it might be very unrealistic for them to do that. So in certain parts of the world and certain different cultural climates, if we feel like it needs more analysis, we've been encouraging people to reach out to organizations and grassroots initiatives that might already be trying to tackle some of these issues about sexual assault and violence, gendered violence, victim blaming, and how they can connect, because these battles have been going on for a long, long time, and there's a lot of amazing people who've come way before slut walk. Slut walk is just a certain kind of approach, but there's a lot of other ways that people can engage with this material and these topics and feel like they're enacting some sort of change and participating. So there are other directions we can point people to if they don't want to do slut walk, or if slut walk might not be a realistic option for them.
What would you like to see if you could wave a magic wand? Because obviously this has grown is huge in the last couple months. And what would you like to see 20 years from now in terms of if somebody was, say, interviewing you on, well, hopefully my show, because hopefully it will be rich and famous from doing this, and I'll be able to interview and say, so tell me, Heather, what would you like to see in terms of what slut walk? What would you like me to be saying, hey, this is really cool that you've accomplished this?
Oh my, there's so much that I wish we could accomplish, because sometimes it's so disheartening to see how much we still need to fight against. I would love if 20 years from now, slut had made as much progress, I hope, as the word queer, in being reclaimed and being a word that doesn't have the same sting to as many people. I would hope that would happen before 20 years, but if we're talking about, you know, say it's just 20 years, I would hope that would be the case. And I would hope that ideas of, you know, when you hear that somebody's been assaulted, the idea that somebody would jump to what the person who was assaulted was responsible for, how they brought it on themselves, or what they should have done differently, I would hope those kinds of ideas would be viewed as ludicrously as I view them, but from a much more mainstream perspective. And I would hope that there would be more institutionalized, empowering ideas about supporting people who've been assaulted and really, really holding accountable the people who are to blame. And I guess, finally, in regards to slut walk, I would definitely hope that our world was built on different educational methods of consent. I don't think we talk about consent enough, especially not at young enough ages. We mainly hear, okay, if you hear no, no means no, and no needs to be respected. Even at countless women's centers, I see the main posters are no means no, and that's incredibly important. But what about the education that's not happening as much around, make sure you get a yes, talk about it, check in, get the yes, get an enthusiastic and freely given yes, and then move forward. And I would hope that a lot more children at a lot younger ages would get that information and it would be second nature.
Well, hopefully I'll be able to connect you with my old co-host, Julia Saunders, actually, who is a sex educator who's actually been doing some of the curriculum, actually, in the Yukon, rewriting it for children. I should reconnect you after the show.
That would be wonderful.
Because I think that would probably be a really good fit. If for somebody who wants to get involved or wants to start a slut walk in their community, how can they reach you? What's the best way?
The best way to reach us is we have a website. It's www.slutwalktoronto.com, all one word, Slutwalk Toronto. And on there we have a description about why we started, who the five of us are behind it, and also we have a section that not only lists how to contact us, but lists the satellite walks. It has an updated list, a very frequently updated list of the satellite walks that are happening and confirmed. And at the bottom of that page lists how people could start up their own satellite walk. And more than that, you can find us on Facebook. We're under Slut Walk Toronto. Just Slut Walk is one word and Toronto is another. And we're checking that multiple times a day. And just even typing in Slut Walk on Facebook, one word, there are a whole list of events that you can find, from ones in the States to Australia to London, UK, to ones across Canada. And those are great places to engage in dialogue. We're constantly looking for people to help and volunteer because this has grown quite big and the five of us really need some help in expanding. So if anybody's really interested, please contact us.
That sounds absolutely perfect. And I wanted to reiterate as well that men are allowed to do this as well. So guys, if you're listening, and I'm very excited because for one of the organizers for our Vancouver one is actually a guy, which I think is fantastic. And it was the one thing, and as you and I spoke about earlier in our pre-show chat, that sometimes bothers me where even though I do respect and I do understand there is a need for women-only spaces, I do think that we do need to open up those voices, and I applaud you for this. So guys can come forward and actually speak about when they've dealt with physical or sexual violence so we can start letting all the healing happen. And that's changed this world once and for all.
I've even seen some people who showed up at Slut Walk. I saw a couple fathers who brought their daughters, which was also amazing, really trying to create a space where they were going to be supportive of the women around them, because unfortunately it was more likely that those were the ones who were going to be assaulted. And it was amazing.
That's incredible. Heather, thank you so much for calling in and starting this and just inspiring so many people. And I can't wait to hear more. And I know we're going to stay in contact.
Yes, thank you so much for taking the time to hear about this and supporting it. And I'm so enthusiastic. I wish I could be out in Vancouver putting up something
one. Well, hopefully
but I
some
wish
people
out there the best.
Thank you, and hopefully somebody will give you some air miles so we can get you to different places so you can see Slut Walk and actually just get it to the next level, which I think would be absolutely fantastic, and just see it grow. But yeah, good on you for doing such great work. And up next, we're going to be chatting to the Vancouver organizers of Slut Walk in Vancouver. You've been listening to Sexy in Van City Radio on 101.9 FM, CITR. We will be right back.
Youth for Climate Justice Now are pleased to announce a historic Earth Day parade beginning at 11 a.m. on Friday, April 22nd. The parade will start at the intersection of Commercial and Broadway and culminate in a festival at the Oval Field at Britannia Secondary School at William and Woodland. The festival will feature guest speakers, poetry, and music, including an appearance from East Van favorites Maria in the Shower. This Earth Day, show your love for the planet. Join the parade. It all starts at 11 a.m. at Commercial and Broadway. To learn more, check out earthdayparade.ca.
Do you have a child in grades 3, 4, or 5? The Gecko Project is a fun and easy study being conducted by researchers from UBC. We'll drive our mobile lab to your house so there's no hassle, and your child will get to play some fun and exciting games with our research assistants while you answer some questions about home life. You and your child will both receive a $25 gift certificate from a local business for your time. Come be a part of Gecko Project today.
To participate or learn more, call 604-827-3426.
And we are back at Sexy in Van City Radio 101.9 FM on CITR. And if you're just joining us, we've been talking to the co-founder of Slut Walk in Toronto. And now I'm very excited because we are going to be having Slut Walk in Vancouver. So I've got one of the organizers who's calling in right now. And I've literally just put her on the air because I managed to drop the call on the break. So welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me.
You're welcome. So how did you get involved in regards to Slut Walk Vancouver?
Well, actually, I was asked to become involved through my friend Katie Rasso, who is the sort of the linchpin of the Vancouver chapter of the Slut Walk movement. And we took a history class together this last semester at SFU, and we've been friends for a couple of years. And she knows that as I am a women's studies student at SFU, and that my personal interest is very much within the normalization of female sexuality, and so this was really something up my alley. So she asked me to get involved, and since then it's been a crazy avalanche.
When you say crazy, describe.
Well, we've gone from it being, you know, just a conversation about 4 weeks ago, maybe 5 weeks ago, to there being an organizing committee of about 15 people and two or three subcommittees and media teams and Twitter and blogs and all this stuff that we did not see coming. The amount of support that we've had has just been unbelievable. Really incredible. Something like 3,000 people have confirmed that they'll be joining us for the walk on the 15th.
Over 3,000 people. That's awesome.
It's really incredible.
Congratulations.
Thanks. We're very excited.
I think it's great. And I want to give you kudos as well for having one of the organizers, a guy.
We actually have two on our main organizing committee.
That's fantastic.
We have two men.
Okay.
And they are both really, really incredible guys. Actually, Josh Tabish, who would have been with us today were he not incredibly jet-lagged and very, very busy, he would be with us. But he was one of the initializers of the whole thing with Katie Rasso as well. He is so into it. He is so passionate about this. And it's just really, really wonderful to have his involvement as an ally and as an organizer. So it's just, it blows my mind. It's really incredible.
That's incredible. So how, in terms of the differences from the different slut walks for Vancouver, because of course we've got the downtown east side, we've got a lot of things going on. So there's violence against women in general, and then we've got some really predominant violence in terms of the sex trade. Are you getting a lot of support with some of the organizations? Because I know Battered Women's Support is one of the allies,
Yeah, they're one of our community allies.
Thank you. So are you getting, has it been pretty good regardless on what people's views are in regards to decriminalizing or legalizing prostitution?
Well, I think that since the organizing committee, none of us are sex workers. We don't really have, it's not our, you know, it's not our fight. It's not our, it's not our experience. It's not our story. So that's been something that's been a very, I don't want to call it a difficult issue. It makes it sound like something I don't want to touch, but it's definitely been something that's weighed heavily on us. We've really wanted to get a positive involvement with the community of sex workers, but we haven't really wanted to push that.
Mm-hmm.
Since any sort of calling attention to that can be a really negative thing in that community, it can actually incite more violence. So we've been very, very careful about trying to get voluntary involvement rather than trying to push people into it. So so I believe there will be some level of involvement, but perhaps not as much as we'd like. But again, it's not our story. So,
and you've still got 8 days.
We still have 8 days.
Or is it 10 days, actually? Because it's a Sunday, isn't it, the 15th?
I forget how time works. However long the 15th minus 3.
I can't always do math well, so.
No, no, that's why I'm a women's studies student and not a math major.
So what, in terms of a perfect slut walk, what would you like to envision for Vancouver slut walk?
Well, I'd really like to see all 3,000 of the people confirmed attending show up. That would be, first off, that would be really incredible. We'd love to see all of the promised attending show in all of their varied costumes and outfits and such. But really what we want to see is a nice peaceful demonstration, and we'd like to see a great diversity in our allies and our participants. And also we'd really like to see some positive involvement with the police force that will be marshalling our traffic. So.
Where is it going to be?
Well, we've been going back and forth on the route, but the main area that we'll be hitting is the Granville Strip. That's where we're going to be finishing up the walk on the way back to the Vancouver Art Gallery. But we will be announcing our route formally, I believe, tomorrow or Friday. So that will be made public on our website and through a number of press releases, and that will be finalized.
Why do you think it's important?
To hit the Granville Strip?
Slut walk.
Slut walk in general.
Mm-hmm.
I think that any woman who has ever exhibited even the slightest hint of sexuality has been denigrated as a slut at some point. I don't know any woman who hasn't been slapped with that label in her life. And I know that that has been a response to my own sexuality, which I have always thought of in a really positive and consensual and mindful light. Some people will still look at that as being a very negative thing, as being, I guess, outside of a certain societal control, and therefore a very bad thing for the good of society. And I think that that sort of negative attitude towards women's sexual agency is a really, really negative thing, and is creating a lot of problems where there doesn't need to be any.
In terms of Vancouver, and I agree with you in regards to, I think anybody who has displayed sexuality in any way, shape, or form, and I think it's going to be coming younger and younger with girls. I know myself, I was wearing a bra when I was 8 years old, and I was called a slut. So I think all of us do, regardless, and I think it's going to change a lot. So what do you see for future in terms of the girls if we don't change things now?
That's a really hard question to answer, I think, because I suppose I just see the existing problem continuing and multiplying and getting worse, but I don't know what that would look like, really. I'm hoping we never have to actually find out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really hoping that we might be able to turn the negative sexual culture on its side a little bit and stop, you know, trying to police girls mindful sexual behavior, and really instead attack what is, you know, the non-consensual, the violence that happens to,
mm-hmm.
particularly to young women, but to anybody really who is a sexual person,
mm-hmm.
or not a sexual person. Anybody can be violated in some way, shape, or form. So, I'd really love to see that stop.
Mm-hmm. So what do you think we need to do as a society? Because, of course, through Slut Walk, we're raising awareness. We've got some really great organizations locally that are doing some good work, too. What do you think the next step? What's missing?
I think really what's missing, one of the things that I think is really going to help us is, as you mentioned, our involvement with male allies. That has been a really, really big thing for us because, as you said, there has been just a total lack of place for men to participate in the conversation about sexual violence and the whole culture of slut. So I think that by encouraging involvement from different aspects of the community and not making this a women's only problem is a really good step in the right direction. I would really love to see guys taking it upon themselves when hanging out with groups of their dude bros, that when someone says something shitty or sexist and says, you know, oh, that girl over there, she's the town bicycle, or she's a slut, or whatever. I'd really like to see some people stand up to that and say, that's, why would you say that? You know, there is. It's just totally unnecessary. That's gross. Why don't say stuff like that. I think that that is such a small thing, but it's really so powerful. And it doesn't happen nearly enough. I'd really like to see more of that. And I really think that by having the male involvement that we're having, and also by reaching out to different aspects of the community, like the queer community, et cetera, is definitely going a long way in expanding the message and making it not just something that's, you know, just a feminist issue. Because really, it's everybody's problem, that everybody has a part in creating a toxic culture around the ideas of sexuality. And I think that everybody has a role in undoing that problem.
I agree with you, and what's really neat is through BC Women's Hospital, they've got the Building Bridges Conference, which is linking the correlations from addiction, mental health, and violence against women. And one of the interesting things in regards to that is for the last couple of conferences they do, which they usually do them throughout the year, they always encourage, because most of the women, it's mainly women there, and everybody's always encouraged to bring at least one male co-worker or board member, depending what the organization's for. So we've been trying to work towards it on that level as well, which I think is good.
I think it's really great, because the last thing that we want to do is give the idea that, you know, that Slut Walk is somehow about dealing with the violence done to women by men, because that is just a very specific and very, you know, black and white way of looking at everything. And what we're actually trying to deal with is the larger culture that says, you know, if someone is assaulted or, well, just assaulted is a very broad term, of course. It really, I think that we believe that that includes verbal harassment or groping or kissing or just not leaving someone's personal space if they ask you to, all the way up to full-on rape. And, you know, of course, none of those things are acceptable. But to say that it's just a problem that men do it to women is just really oversimplifying the whole issue. What we really want to talk about is the society that sort of says that, you know, if a woman is assaulted in North America or in Europe, that, you know, we ask, what was she wearing, or was she drinking, or who was she with, or was it dark out? You know, we have to go through this litany of different potential missteps that this woman has made in order to allow herself to be assaulted. And that's really what we want to take down, is just that whole idea that someone not, you know, being at home in a nun's habit with the lights off is somehow asking to be sexually assaulted. And, of course, that's not the case. And if we followed all of the rules that say, you know, this is what you have to do to avoid being sexually assaulted, we'd do nothing. We would stay at home. We would live in fear. And I really don't want that to be the case.
No, because fear doesn't solve anything.
No, it doesn't. It just has us quaking in our boots. And what we really want to do is take those boots down to the Granville Strip and really start a conversation, mm-hmm. Start a thousand of them among everybody. We want parents to talk to their children, couples to talk to each other. We want grandkids to talk to their grandparents about what things were like back in the old days and how things should be different in the future. You know, we want everybody talking about this issue that everybody plays a part in.
Mm-hmm. We're going to take a really quick short break, and the sweet irony of it is that one of the commercials I'm playing is actually going to be for Slut Walk, so I don't know if you've heard it yet.
No, that's awesome.
Okay, so I'm going to pop that on, because it's actually on there as a priority, which I love. So
great.
It's just even more appropriate. So, because I've actually got you guys on here, which is even cooler than a commercial. But for those who want the 15-second spot, let's play it.
Absolutely.
I will put you back on in a second. You've been listening to Sexy in Van City Radio on 101.9 FM on CITR. We're going to be right back, and we're going to listen to the Slut Walk commercial.
Slut Walk Vancouver is taking to the Granville Strip Sunday, May 15th from 1 to 4 p.m. Why do we need a slut walk in Vancouver? Because victim blaming and shaming create a culture that makes excuses for perpetrators of assault. Because calling a woman a slut based on her appearance presupposes that women who dress provocatively are worth less and deserve less protection. These two things combined obscure the fact that sexual assault is an equal opportunity offense. All are welcome to join in on the walk and help spread the word. To learn more, visit slutwalkvancouver.com or search slutwalkvancouver on Facebook.
Okay, yacht, summer song.
Ooh, 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 ooh. And I'm feeling good.
The 6th annual Vancouver International Burlesque Festival is coming May 5th to 7th.
May 5th and 6th, come down to the Rickshaw Theater for performances from Luscious Pink, Pandora and the Locksmiths, Bloody Betty and the Seven Deadly Sins, Pasties and a G-String, Sinner St. Burlesque Seattle, and Sex at the Circus. May 7th, the Vogue Theater will be on fire with performances from Burgundy Bricks, Roxy Delight, Judith Stein, April O'Peel, Cheesecake Burlesque, Kitty Knights, Starlet Harlots, and many, many more.
For tickets, a complete festival schedule, and as much titillating information as you can handle, go online to vanburlesquefest.com. Butterflies all having fun, you know what I
mean. And we are back at Sexy in Van City Radio 101.9 FM on CITR. And if you're just joining us right now, we've been talking about Slut Walk, and not only just Slut Walk, but Slut Walk is coming to Vancouver. So we've been chatting about that. And one of the cool things that we hadn't touched on yet, which I really want to touch on, is the fact that they're doing a story campaign. So can you tell us a little bit about that?
I would be delighted to. if the listeners would like to go to our website, which is www.slutwalkvancouver.com, we're currently running on our main page our 1,000 Stories campaign, which is every day we'll be putting up a handful of the submissions that we get. What we're asking people to do is take a photograph of their shoes that they'll be wearing to Slut Walk, or any shoes that they have lying around, because I don't imagine people will actually want to march the full 3 or 4 kilometers in 5-inch heels, but more power to you if you can.
But maybe some of our burlesque community might.
Get a photo of their shoes and a paragraph or so about why they are participating in Slut Walk. And right now we've got about half a dozen or more up, including one from a male ally, and they're all really brilliant, wonderful blurbs of individual lives and why they have a voice in this chorus of people who are speaking out against the victim-blaming and sex-shaming culture.
Very cool. What are some of the stories that are up there now?
Well, we've got the one that I really like, and I know we keep going back to the male allies, but it's really a thing that sets Slut Walk apart, so I'll keep going back to it, and we have one that's titled Not My Version of a Fun Night Out, and it discusses how this particular individual is disgusted by how many men he knows that think a fun night out is to cruise the bars, getting women drunk for the explicit purpose of attempting to sleep with them. And he was raised to understand that purposely getting someone wasted so that they would not reject your advances is date rape. And it is. And I really like to hear that coming from one of our male allies, because the sad truth is that guys sometimes only listen to other guys. They will dismiss particularly feminist women as being nattering or feminazis or what have you. And so when we have our male allies sort of proliferated in the general population, that message will be getting to people who otherwise would not be listening. And I think that's really awesome.
I think that's really awesome, too. You've also had a lot of media coverage. It's been really great. I saw you in the George Strait. You mentioned there's some other pieces coming out, West Ender, tomorrow, so everybody's going to have to stay tuned and take a look at that.
Jessica Barrett at the West Ender wrote an amazing article that really captures what we're trying to do, and that message has been lost in a couple other pieces, and so we encourage people who are curious to focus on that particular story, as it's really, really encapsulating our message. An unsolicited story, or we did not contact the 24 Hour, but they published a story that really just ran with completely the wrong side of the argument, very much said that we were encouraging people to dress, not promiscuously, but it's a P word. It means provocatively, saying we were encouraging people to dress provocatively and strap on stilettos and reclaim slut and wear our slut red lipstick, and that's not at all what we're actually trying to say. We're not asking people to dress in slut drag, as if there actually was a way to dress as a slut or dress for assault, which, for the record, there is not. We're just asking people to dress how however they feel comfortable dressing, honestly, whether it's sweatpants or a mini skirt or a Missy Elliott garbage bag jumpsuit or something. Whatever makes you feel good, whatever says, this is me and I do not deserve to be assaulted wearing this, wear that. That's what we want.
Was that a letter to the article editor, or was it an actual article?
Well, I hesitate to call it an actual article because I believe they just took the pithiest comments from random Slutwalk Facebook walls that are not official statements at all and made that the bulk of their story. Nobody contacted us. Nobody got official words from us. I believe that they just pulled pieces from other news articles about Slutwalk Toronto and applied it to us. And while we're following their model, we're not Slutwalk Toronto. We're not exactly the same event. We are made up of different people in our collective, and to say that, you know, everything about them is exactly the same as about us is, it's just bad journalism. We really feel like that's a mess we've had to clean up ever since it came out, and that was very frustrating. So we really encourage any media outlets who want to talk to us, just get in touch with us through our website, and we would be happy to talk to you.
And through the website, which we've got there, which is
slutwalkvancouver.com,
mm-hmm. Which is perfect. What else would you like to see in regards to Slutwalk? So you're meeting at, you mentioned Granville Strip is where it's going to be ending.
Well, that's going to be probably the major focal point of our walk, but we will be meeting at the Vancouver Art Gallery.
Okay.
I would encourage people to be there for about 12:30 or so. We're going to have a number of speakers. Ellen Woodsworth, who is a city councillor and an amazing person, will be speaking, as well as a representative from Pivot Legal and from WAVA, Women Against Violence Against Women. So those are going to be some pretty, pretty wonderful speakers, and we'll all be banding together and marching. Again, we'll have our formal route published within the next couple of days, so that's going to be made available through our Facebook page and through our website. We may actually have some really interesting last-minute secret surprise speakers who are going to be a pretty big deal if we can make it happen, let's just say. I don't want to give too much away, but he has a very Greek last name and is very well known in Canada. And if we can actually have his participation, we will be very, very delighted.
That could be really, really cool. Mm-hmm. If you get the Mr. S.
Secret.
That's
fantastic.
We haven't
confirmed yet, but we have been talking to him, so we're really hopeful.
Well, I hope so, too, because that would be really great, and I think it's really important, again, having another male in regards to something that should not be a woman's issue. It's a human issue.
It's an everybody issue, absolutely.
It really is. So that's wonderful. Congratulations, and I'm glad Ellen's coming out as well to do that.
She's great. She's just great. And we'll have a marching band with us on our one of our legs of the journey, and going to be a lot of little individual performers at different points of the walk, and we're just so excited by the response that we've generated from the artistic community. I also want to mention before I completely forget to do so, we're hosting an after party on the Sunday night.
And do tell me where the after party is going to be, because I won't be able to get to the walk myself, because I'll actually be up in Whistler for the Every Woman in the World conference.
That's a very good reason to not be there.
Well, we are taking some of the women from the downtown east side out of there to actually participate in the conference. So
that's wonderful. That's really wonderful. I'm glad to hear that.
Thank you.
On Sunday night,
you're going to be...
I haven't totally confirmed whether we're starting at 8 or at 9, but it's going to be at the Red Room.
Okay.
And we're being hosted by a really wonderful group of people, a group of goths, as a matter of fact, who normally run Dissent Sundays at the Red Room, have decided to take us on and sponsor us and host our after party. And we're going to have a number of really cool performers, some electronic music, some more traditional like rock and roll, folky music, just a ton of prize giveaways, and we're going to be doing a sliding scale door, so you know, those of us who actually do have a decent income can pay what they can, and those who don't can pay as little as they can, or even we will probably be making some provisions for people to come in without paying cover. It's going to be a lot of fun, and that's at the Red Room on Richard Street, close to the Waterfront SkyTrain station. And that's on Sunday night, I believe, starting at either 8 or 9 p.m. That, again, will be confirmed through our website and through Facebook before the event itself.
That's awesome. And moving past, if people want to get involved with different projects after Slut Walk, what would you recommend? What's next for Vancouver Slut Walk after the event? And I know it's coming up too, so it's but what are your thoughts so far?
It's so hard to think about beyond Slut Walk. It's taken over my life completely in the last couple of weeks. But, you know, we really hope that we never have to do it again. Do you know what I mean? We hope that this actually gets people talking to the point that we don't have to have another Slut Walk next year, that it doesn't need to be restarted again, that people will still be talking about it next year, not because it's scandalous, but because it's a legitimate start to a conversation that needs to happen and needs to keep happening.
Hmm.
So ideally, we'll never have to do it again. But realistically, I would suggest, you know, getting in touch with us. We're all activists at heart. Just getting in touch with us through our website or through our Facebook. We would all very much be interested in continuing to fight the good fight. So we have no firm plans as of yet, as we're just trying to keep our heads above water and actually get everything going on time and make this as meaningful and as big as we possibly can. So beyond that, we haven't made a lot of plans, but I can guarantee you that there will be some.
I think that's really cool, and hopefully there'll be more services available for men who've dealt with sexual violence as well, and for women who have been, because according to Amnesty International, 1 in 3 women have dealt with sexual violence before the age of 18.
I absolutely believe it.
And it's 1 in 6 men, so that's it's pretty high. And
very high, and nobody talks about it. It's very verboten. And so we absolutely are providing a safe space for men who are victims of sexual assault to join us in the walk. They have as much a place as anybody else with us.
And I just want to clarify, even though they wouldn't be able to come to the after party, but would children be able to welcome with their parents?
100%. Okay. We multi-generational, multi-ethnic, multi-everything. We want everybody to come out. There is nobody who should not be there, aside from rapists. We really don't want those there. But aside from that, children, grandparents, we want everybody, because everybody has a part of this.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
You're welcome.
We're so very grateful, and we're very excited.
Well, I am very excited, too. When I got the press release, I was very, very excited because, as I was telling Heather in the first half of the show, I actually saw it on Twitter because one of the shelters that I do follow on Twitter had there was an article from the Toronto Sun, I believe, that actually talked about it, and I thought it was really interesting. So then I went and looked up the hashtag and started following everything and was really curious if something would happen in Vancouver and hoping, but it was just something that at this stage I wasn't able to do. So I give you kudos for doing it. I think it's
absolutely
terrific.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Totally awesome.
Well, up next is Hans von Klaus's Misery, or he's a very, very sexy man to be miserable with. He'll be guiding you through the wee hours with his ambient music and his super hot voice. You've been listening to Sexy in Van City Radio on 101.9 FM on CITR, and we will be back at the sexy hour of 10 o'clock next week. So stay tuned. I'm going to play the Slut Walk commercial one more time just to get us out. Adios, everyone.
Slut Walk Vancouver is taking to the Granville Strip Sunday, May 15th from 1 to 4pm. Why do we need a slut walk in Vancouver? Because victim blaming and shaming create a culture that makes excuses for perpetrators of assault. Because calling a woman a slut based on her appearance presupposes that women who dress provocatively are worth less and deserve less protection. These two things combined obscure the fact that sexual assault is an equal opportunity offence. All are welcome to join in on the walk and help spread the word. To learn more, visit slutwalkvancouver.com or search Slutwalk Vancouver on Facebook.
Support Center offers support services to survivors of sexual assault and other forms of violence as well as their friends, family members, and partners. They are committed to education and the support of students, staff, faculty, and visitors of all genders. They offer counseling, accompaniments, information, and referrals. They also facilitate specialized workshops and training sessions, develop public education campaigns, and hold special events related to anti-violence work. All services are free and confidential. For more information on programs and services or on volunteer opportunities, visit their website, www.ams.ubc.ca/sasc.